She appeared on The Bachelor and The Bachelor in Paradise. She won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here. She's a podcast host, and every Thursday night you can join her to discuss all the Love Island Australia highs and lows with After Party, of course. Please welcome the one, the only friend of the show, Abby Chatfield. Abby!
Hey, guys! How are you going?
Oh, Abs.
Always
better when you join us on the show. How are you, Abs? How are things going?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. We're out of lockdown now in Sydney, so going pretty well.
Yeah, how did you celebrate, what was it, Freedom Day?
Yeah, I had a very big night with Jimmy and Holly from The Bachelor of this season. It was so big that I'm not drinking the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, famous last words.
Didn't we see the photo? It was, you were saying two love stories. It was, you know, Jimmy and he found love, and you and the Vush vibrator.
Me and my Vush vibrator. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
It's a great photo.
Well, Abs, congratulations. Well done for getting out of lockdown. This is awesome. Love Island Australia, of course, that has started on our tellies on Channel 9. You are hosting the after party. A bit of tea to be spilt with it. How have you found it so far?
Oh, my God. It's actually been so chaotic. I can't even keep up with who's who. I have to, like, reread this shit. Like, I write notes when I watch. I have to reread it every day because I'm like, is that really what's happened? Even episode one, there was already cheating and scandals. So, I mean, I know what's happening tonight, but I'm sure there's going to be even more. So I've got a lot to catch up on and to really digest. I'm going to watch it all again, to be honest.
Absolutely. Abs, we've got to talk about this Ryan Reid bloke straight off the bat, claiming he slept with 500 women. Obviously, fans are calling BS on that. What are your thoughts on old Ryan and his 500 ladies?
Someone did the math on Twitter. So if he's been sexually active since he was 16, that means he would have slept with a new woman every 6.5 days.
What do you...
I mean, it seems extreme. I mean, do we count multiple partners at once? I don't know. It is. I think it's a bit of a lie. I've had one person say it's possible to me, and he was like, "Nah, babe, that's a thing." I don't think it is. I think it's a lie. I think Ryan thought that was a good thing to put in the application, and now it's about to bite him.
Yeah, is it something that
everyone lies in their resume?
Exactly. I think he's obviously funny. This will get me on, and I mean it did, but now everyone's like, "That's just embarrassing." I think it's a lie.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, not only are people calling it a lie, but is it something you want to kind of be known for, Abs? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think it really matters, and that's why I think that's why it's so funny. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one's going to think you're cooler or less cool. It's like, I don't know what. Maybe he just is bad at counting and he had an extra zero by accident.
bad at math.
But he also said that he never had a bad review. And it's like, is there a system? Is there a Survey Monkey he's doing afterwards? Like, what?
We've all had a bad review. You know what I mean? It's just...
TripAdvisor, you put it on there.
Louise Mitchell. I'm sorry, babe. It just wasn't great.
Abs, if you ever get a bad review, do you often want to go back and resolve the situation, or do you just leave with it?
No, I don't know. I know the ones that I've done well. I know the bad reviews. I don't want... The reason why they're bad reviews is because I'm enthused. There's no reason to go back.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So you wouldn't go back to try and fix the bad reviews, Abs. You just leave it. It is what it is.
No, because, you know, it's a bit of a gaslighting moment. It is their fault. I wasn't that excited about it, so I'm not going to be good, am I?
Abs, I mean, Nath mentioned the intro there, you know, The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, you won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I mean, if you didn't do those shows, would you have ever thought about doing Love Island?
I would have considered it, I think, for a meme moment. I mean, The Bachelor was kind of, I applied as a joke, so I don't know if I would have had the... Okay, I had a breakup and then I applied as a joke. So I think it was a timing thing with The Bachelor. I don't know if I would have applied for Love Island. I don't think I'm tough enough to be rejected and like have to line up my bikini and be like, yes, nah. the girls are tough.
Hey, Abs, a big one we want to ask. An interview earlier this year with ITV, who are the makers of Love Island, questioned them about potentially having LGBT contestants on Love Island, and they responded with, there would be some logistical difficulties with that, which is very confusing considering the next season of The Bachelor is going to be phenomenal. What are your thoughts on having LGBT QI+ contestants on Love Island?
I mean, I'm bisexual myself, and I think it would be amazing. I think the logistical thing, I mean, I hope they change their mind on that one, because I mean, they had it on Bachelor in Paradise, just similar format. We have to pair up with Alex Nation and Brooke Burton. They give their roses to each other. So I hope that they can, you know, reconsider next year. I'm pretty sure someone on one of the Australian seasons did it once, but I can't really recall. I think I don't want to say the person, but it's one of my friends. I swear she tried to couple up with another woman, but I don't know. I think that hopefully Australia can do it next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, the logistical difficulties, I think that makes great TV. I love a logistical difficulty.
Well, isn't that the best? And then that means that more of one gender will go home, or if there's non-binary people, you know. So hopefully they can work it out.
Yeah, I love that.
I want to say well done as well. You go really hard on the anti-vaxxers, and I really do enjoy that on TikTok, on Instagram. And I did love the other day, I don't know if you have any more comments on the Sam Frost thing, but I did love when you woke up and you're like, I chose peace today.
Yeah, well, I chose peace. And then that's been, the anti-vaxxers have hated me. They're like, you're an evil bully. I was like, I literally wrote, babe, I'm choosing peace. That was my comment. And people were like, because I was at the beach. Like, I was like, I'm not going to sit here and do a Sam Frost thing. This is my friend. And he was like, put the phone down. And I was like, okay, I'm going to choose peace. And yeah, they're really mad about it. But I mean, no more comments, doll. I mean, I'm choosing peace yet again today. It's my first day of the show. She's trying to be relaxed.
I love that. I mean, I love you keep going on the anti-vax stuff. I love it.
No, I think that's one of my favourite things. We sit up at night and watch them all abs. I think
just
they're brilliant.
Just watching you reply to TikTok comments.
There's like 500 stories every night from me. People are like, are you okay? I'm like, guys, I'm out of lockdown now. I'm not sitting at home getting mad at anti-vax. I'm at dinners.
Like, I'm going out. I'm living my life.
Abby, as always, we adore you coming on this show. Don't miss Love Island Australia After Party, hosted by Abby Chatfield, Thursdays, 9:45 p.m. On Channel 9 and 9 Now. Abs, we love you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.